MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
888-808-1019, man. I love that you just dropped that TI. I couldn't go to sleep last night, and I realized, like, Instagram's algorithm has changed, where, like, if you start scrolling, they will just hit you with, like, some of the most popular videos, and they know what you like, and I like hip-hop, so I ended up scrolling to this video, and it was like nobody had a run like T.I. had a run between 2008 and 2013, and I'm like, it's even sooner. T.I. came out like King of the South. With straight up hits, man. So many hits that you don't have to ever rap again. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the fan. The Yankees win. The Yankees win. Let's get to the phones and let's start talking about it. Steven is in Greenwich, Connecticut. First up on the fan. What's up, Steven?
Hey, Keith. Big fan over here. Calling, just coming from the Yankee game now. I just want to bring up a couple points about the Yankees. I think you're right. I don't think Trent should be a leadoff. He's very 50-50 is iffy. You know, he has great nights, and then he has awful nights. Like tonight, he's swinging for the fences. I didn't like that. But my other question is, what are we going to do about the third base? I mean, I know Jazz is a great infielder. I would love to see him at second. He botched the ball today at third. I know it's not his natural position, but I'm just I just want to know your opinion on...
In the sixth inning, it ended up getting the double play and making up for it, but I had that in my notes too, bro. It's like... Like, let's learn from our mistakes. Let's stop playing guys out of position. Like, getting somebody that's a hot corner third baseman, like, even, like, we have enough bats. Get somebody that can play that position, that's their true position, that's been playing it for years. Jazz is athletic. Jazz has taken on the challenge, but you can tell sometimes the ball plays him.
Absolutely. And, you know, and I love him at third. He's got a great arm. But I would love to see him naturally at second. No more moving.
But Steven, why is Jazz at third? Why is Jazz at third?
Well, because there's no third baseman, and DJ LeMahieu has been putting up pretty good numbers.
Because of DJ LeMahieu. And tonight we're not going to rain on DJ LeMahieu's little parade, because, like, you know, he had a hit and drove in a run. But because of the existence of DJ LeMahieu, who can only play second base, Jazz, who was your opening day second baseman, Jazz, who you told us you traded for last year to move Glaber off second base, Jazz, who is a second baseman in most of his major league career games. I think he just played his 500th career game. Like, that's who should be at second base.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would like to see maybe what do you think about Norlands from the Cardinals? I mean, I know he's definitely past his prime, but, you know, that gold glove never leaves, and he's a decent bat. I think, why not get him? I know BT and Sal earlier were talking. BT thinks that that's a major move. I don't agree with that, but I think it's a move, and I think it gets definitely probably the best infield in the majors right now if you get Nolan's in there.
Thanks for the call, Steven. Drive home safe. Nolan Arenado is a no. He's been a no. If they wanted him, they would have got him in the offseason. It's not happening. They're not interested. I don't know how many Andy Martino reports, or John Heyman, or we've heard from everyone. Joel Sherm, everyone has reported on this from the winter to now. Here we are going into July. The Yankees are not interested in Nolan Arenado. He will not be your third baseman. They will not be making a trade for him. We have talked about Ryan McMahon since last year. That's a possibility. We have talked about Eugenio Suarez from the Diamondbacks. That's a possibility. But I don't know if the Diamondbacks are going to just sell off power-hitting third baseman like that. That's going to be a big part of their lineup if they're trying to compete moving forward. What other names have come up? Luis Renjifo, Recently, his name has come up. Speaking of John Heyman, John Heyman has an article in the New York Post that came out yesterday. Yankees have eyes on Angels third baseman, Luis Renjifo, who we just saw. I wouldn't mind it. What other third baseman's name has popped up? They need somebody. That third base is the real need here. I've come off of the starting pitching a bit. Look what you have even in Will Warren, right? Clark Schmidt will go tomorrow, take the series. Rodon has been great. Max Fried is arguably the best pitcher in the American League. Luis Gil is coming back. He's at Somerset facing pitch. Like, I've come off, we need another starter. We need an ace. Like, I think they have enough starting pitching. Maybe get somebody else for the back of the bullpen. But I think the number one need is for the Yankees at the trade deadline to get an actual third baseman here, move Jazz back to second base, and move DJ to the bench. Let's go to the Bronx where the Yankees play. Angel, you're on the Fan. What's up, man?
Jeez, what's up, my brother? How you doing?
I'm in here working, you know?
Yes. So I would like to get this name out as like a trade possibility. I don't know if you know who Willie Castro is from Minnesota. He's very versatile, can definitely play third base, can play everywhere in the field, but obviously third base is your concern here. He's actually doing pretty decent in 203 at-bats, has a .276 average, has 7 homers, 20 RBIs, OPS of .812. He doesn't play every day, but I feel like the numbers that, you know, where he doesn't play every day, that's pretty decent. I feel like that would be a decent pickup.
He's intriguing because Minnesota's kind of spiraling lately. Also, he can play in the outfield, and he's a switch hitter.
Yes, yes. Exactly.
He is an intriguing name. Someone recently threw his name out there. Boricua, Puerto Rican player. Yes. I think he'd be great with the Yankees if the Yankees go get him.
Also, now doing the Mets, I'm kind of feeling Sandy. I remember a long time ago, I want to say like a couple months ago, you brought him up. I specifically remember you bringing up Sandy Alcantara because you emphasized pronouncing his last name correctly.
Right.
And I love that. And I feel like even though he struggled massively this season, I feel like a guy like him, somebody that can pitch 7-8 innings if need be, I feel like that would be the perfect guy for the Mets to start games and be a good arm for us to contend in the playoffs and hopefully, you know, push and make it far into it. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I know people said, you know, coming off Tommy John, he kind of had a rough start to this year. I remember when the Mets faced him, Marte, Lindor, Soto, they all talked about him. Like, they openly talked about, hey, if we had a guy like that, like, he's a game changer. He'd be a gamer here.
Yes.
I don't know what the price tag is going to be. Like, he actually has had some better outings. Like, when he just faced Atlanta, he went 6 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs, 4 strikeouts. And then even before that, he went 5 innings, 5 hits. Like, he's kind of come around a little bit. I don't know what the price tag would be on him. Are they still going to sell him as an ace? Are they still going to try and get, you know, multiple prospects for him, or has the cost come down? I still think there's going to be multiple suitors, and I think the thought is going to be any team that has a good pitching lab, like the Mets or Yankees, any team that's in contention can get the best out of this guy later in the season.
I agree. I feel like the Mets have nothing but prospects. You know, we have Brandon Spro, Nolan McClain. I mean, I obviously there's a few names that shouldn't be mentioned, but then again, the thing about prospects that gets tricky is you really don't know how good they're going to be until they're at the show. And
and if you think that this is the year where you can get to the World Series, you got to punch it. You can't wait on what these prospects are going to be. Mm-hmm. You got to fortify your team for the run. And I think both the Mets and Yankees look at their teams as teams that should be there in October.
I'm right there with you. I agree 1,000%.
Thanks for the call, bro. 888-808-1019. Good stuff. I mean, we're getting closer to the trade deadline, and I think the needs are glaring. I think there's obvious needs. Love what Jazz brings energy-wise. Love what Jazz brings. He's like, he can't not be in the lineup. like him and Belly right now, if you look at their numbers, and Jazz with the homers, like since Jazz has come back from the IL, he's one of their better hitters. In his last 15 games, he's batting 304. He's got three homers, 17 hits. Belly is another one today. I could see the energy in Belly. He had the right look about him today in pinstripes coming back home. In Belly's last seven games, he's batting 400. He's got 12 hits, one homer, three ribbies. So I see you. I see you, Clay's kid. And I also see that, like, Jazz, man, a couple times in Cincinnati, he kind of played the ball wrong. Even tonight, I mean, even in the ninth with Devin Williams, he knocked the ball down, picked it up, and fired it. It's like what we can have is errors and mistakes in the postseason where the fan base points at Jazz, who we need offensively, and we need his spark and his energy and his swag and all that, but we can't have him at third base and say, well, you know, there were no options at the trade deadline, and you know, DJ's been serviceable, and DJ's going to continue at second. Like, nah, we got to find a way to move Jazz back to second and put somebody at third base that plays the position. I was talking to one of the homies because I mentioned it last night, but I didn't go into detail about Oswaldo Cabrera and how much he has missed. When we talk about spark and flair, Waldo was playing third and getting a crack at it pretty much every other day, if not every day. And without him, you don't have him over there at third base consistently. You also don't have his clutch hitting, his base running, a guy that has a smile on his face, right? When the Yankees are going through this stretch that they just went through, he's a guy that's always grinning ear to ear and can kind of bring levity to situations. So, man, shout out to Oswaldo. I hope to run into him. I hope to see him soon. He's definitely missed if nobody's mentioning that. 888-808-1019. Hunter is in Brooklyn on the fan. What's up, Hunter?
He's a big fan. That's such a nice, quick game tonight. In fact, we just pulled in the driveway. Jazz out there bobbling the ball and still making the play, hitting home runs. Yeah, a quick question. Going to hang up because I want to hear your response. We heard Booney say that Sunday is Stroman Day, and I want a little note, pick your brain, what's going to happen when we see Stroman back on the mound? You're the best.
Thanks for the call, Hunter. Glad you guys got to enjoy the game. Like I said, tonight was a great night to just sit down and watch a quick game, not stress, not sweat much at all, and just be like, man, like, that's why I'm like, I couldn't have gone to the game tonight. Because I would have had to get up out of there, and I would have been like, I might have had to hit Paulie like, Paulie, you're hosting tonight. Yeah, so with Stroman coming back on Sunday, fingers
crossed.
These are
my Mets.
We're not talking about the Mets, bro. We'll get to it. I dare a Mets fan to call and chop it up with me about Ronnie Mauricio, Mark Vientos, Brett Beatty, Blade Tidwell, and the baby Mets. Anyway, Stroman, former Met Marcus Stroman, New Yorker Marcus Stroman, who posted on his Instagram that he was back in the city. I want him to do well. And I feel like doing well Sunday is just five innings. Maybe four or five hits, one or two runs. That's probably asking a lot, though, because if you look at his numbers from Somerset, he was struggling.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm hoping for a Frankie Montas-type beat to bring it back to the Mets. Frankie Montas was struggling with the Syracuse Mets, and then he comes and faces the big, bad Braves. He goes five innings, I think only gave up four hits, had some strikeouts, gave up nothing. So why can't that be the case for Marcus Stroman against these Oakland, Sacramento, Las Vegas A's? 888-808-1019. Some familiar foes and familiar friends and former friends and faces, you know, as like Tommy Pham is going up against the Mets tonight. IKF over there. Who else? Key Brian Hayes, Charlie Hayes' son. Both teams faced a starting pitcher named Mitch. And then obviously here with the Athletics, they always have former Yankees. That's part of their DNA. They always have former Yankees. Mitch Spence, former Yankee farmhand, as they like to call it. And then you also see Gio DeGod, former 2019 next man up legend Gio Urshela. And you know they have Luis Severino coming up. And I think we'll see Sevy on Sunday. Do the Mets want to trade for Luis Severino? 888-808-1019. Yeah, it's going to be Severino versus Stroman on Sunday. So my hope, fingers crossed, is that the Yankees take the series tomorrow with Clark Schmidt on the mound. So it was no worries. And another former friend of ours, familiar foe, J.P. Sears, who was here, had a cup of coffee with the Yankees a couple years back. He'll face Clark Schmidt, and I think Clark Schmidt is primed to keep on rolling. Got an extra day's rest coming off the 103 pitches, but Clark has been going so well, I expect that to continue. So, what do I think Stroman's going to do? I don't know. I think he's going to get hit, man. He doesn't have velocity. And you know, I just hope that they take the series, and I hope that he doesn't give up bombs, and I hope that the Yankees fight and they can get to Luis Severino. But take the series and you're not really worried so much about that game. I want the Yankees to sweep, but you know, Stroman's got to get work. Stroman's making 18 mil. He's not going to get that 140 innings for his contract to vest next year. And what I said about Stro, I remember one night I played his audio from February versus his audio from a couple weeks ago where his tune changed a bit, where he said he'd be willing to come out of the bullpen if need be, but he's a starter. And he's going to get the opportunity to start. Yarby is on the IL. And just the way that baseball works, man, you always need pitching. You always need like 10 starting pitchers or 10 guys to make a start during the season. Straight up. So, fingers crossed for the best. Maybe they just hit. Maybe they just hit Severino. And if Stroman does enough and the bullpen is right, I mean, obviously we use the bullpen tonight. Let's see what Clark can do. Can Clark go another 7 innings tomorrow? I don't know. We'll find out next time on Dragon Ball Z. Dan is in New Jersey next on The Fan. What's up, Dan?
Hey, how's it going, Keith?
Going well.
Dude, I mean, I used to be Dan from Rockin County. Now I'm in Jersey, so I jumped the border.
But how you liking it on the other side?
I know. You know what? It's all right. My daughter's turning 6 in September, and we got a nice little neighborhood, and I can walk her to school every morning when it's nice out.
So that's great. That's pretty cool. So, you know, you made the move to put her in a nice neighborhood, a nice school system, and I'm assuming you want her to grow up in that area.
I mean, I'm thinking, like, we spent a couple years in the Caribbean. Like, I would kind of rather it be there, but it's not in the cards right now. So so here we are, and it's a pretty good
Jersey. Some parts of Jersey can feel like Jersey. Like the Caribbean, so enjoy it.
I mean, it's almost the same thing, you know? The fine line.
Yes, sir.
It's good to hear you, man. You've been my drive home for a long time, playing gigs when I used to do that, all the way back before COVID, man. So cool to hear you go. And you got a little daughter or a son?
Son, yeah. He's a crazy one. Son. He's 2 and about to be 2 and 3 months in July, and he's not a baby anymore. This guy fights me on everything. He talks. He knows what he wants. He's strong. He's big. I was calling him today. I was like, "You're a long body, bro. Look how long you are. You're like, can't even hold you the right way anymore."
Yeah, it happens fast, man. He's gonna be calling you soon and calling you out on some opinions. Who knows?
Yeah, right now he's very basic. I've been imitating his voice on air. All he knows is, "Dad, I watch Yankee game. That'll wear Yankee logo. Yankees. Awesome.
So good. So I was thinking, you know, like the Stroman thing and like the pitching staff for me and like the whole Soto thing this year, like it's a fascinating Yankee team. But to think of like what would have been if we had Luis Gil and Gerrit Cole on this team and had signed Fried and Goldschmidt, like the what if for this Yankee team this year is off the charts for me, and it's hard to get over. But I have no faith in Stroman, and I really don't understand why we're running LeMahieu out of second base and putting Chisholm at third every night. Like, I don't get it. I'm torn, and, you know, I wanted LeMahieu to be good, and I love him as a ball player, but I don't see what we're doing. And I've been a kind of a rough component of Boone for years. I don't love the way he manages the team, and I'm just confused by what's going on right now. I don't see the logic in a lot of this stuff that's happening. What's your take on that?
I'll try my best to explain it, Dan. Thanks for the call. Be well in the Garden State with your family, and congrats to you for moving across the river. It's not so bad over there. You know, I don't put it all on Boone. Boone doesn't make the roster. He doesn't, you know, make the contracts. He doesn't get to pick the players that he coaches, manages. I keep leaning on the fact that DJ LeMahieu has been here for years. He is in the fifth year of a six-year, $90 million deal. The Yankees are going to get whatever ROI they can get on that deal. And I think it's twofold. I think it's because of the relationships he has in the building, which I understand. And it's because they don't want to just send him packing and be paying him to go away. He's healthy this year, so he has been a little bit better than what we saw recently. Like, we can say that. Like, he is not a complete waste batting ninth and playing second base. But you know and I know that the New York Yankees could do better. And I think that's what Dan is talking about, even with, like, a Marcus Stroman. Like, we should be able to do better. But it's a situation where they're kind of hamstrung because of what the contracts are, right? You needed someone last year when you didn't get a Blake Snell, so you gave Stroman that contract. And now, like, for Stroman to be making $18 million from what we've seen, like, he got shut down in the second half of last year. They didn't need him in the postseason at all. The whole offseason was conversations around trading him, that he wasn't going to be here. And then when he did pitch, it was so short-lived and unsuccessful. Most of us probably feel like, here we go again. This is not going to be great, but fingers crossed. Like I just said, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. I know this is a guy who has been in the league for 10 years and has a lot of pride and has a chip on his shoulder, and he's a New Yorker and he cares about being a Yankee. And I know he certainly cares about being on this team this year, because this could be a World Series team again, and he wants to try to help and do his part. And I think the little bit of a shutdown kind of probably got his mind right, where now he's bought in to do what he can do. And I hope he performs. I don't expect him to be lights out. He can be serviceable, though. If Ryan Yarbrough was serviceable and great at times, if Will Warren has been serviceable and great at times, if we got some innings and games out of Carlos Carrasco, like, why can't we get a little bit out of Stroman here until Yarby comes back, or until they add at the deadline or whatever? So, yeah, it's money, man. It's money. The New York Yankees pay these guys. They're going to get a return on investment. These guys are on the roster. If they're healthy, they're going to play. Other guys are hurt. Whatever it is what it is. A guy like Jazz is, you know, not the type of guy to push back and say, I'm a second baseman. This is a guy who has played center field, and he'll bump over the third base so DJ can play second, and that's where he'll be until they get another third baseman. But I think that they can get a third baseman at the deadline and get another bat, another right-handed bat in his lineup, and really be cooking with gas and put DJ on the bench. And then also Heel comes back, or Yarby comes back, and you don't have to get that many starts out of Stroman. 888-808-1019. We'll keep talking about the Yankees and all these different things. I will sprinkle in some things from Major League Baseball, some scores, some stories. Sonny Gray had a complete game. We actually got more info on the Ketel Marte story. I haven't said a word about Wander Franco yet. I don't know if I really will, but there's plenty to do. Keith McPherson on the Fan till 2 a.m. KM to AM returns right after this. But tonight I'm pouring up a big shot for two guys, a double shot. One for young Will Warren. I mean, this guy has learned. He had a little bit of a shaky first inning, but he got out of it with three Ks, and then he settled in to give the Yankees five innings, throwing 100 pitches, striking out seven, only giving up two hits. Tip your cap to the bullpen. It goes how you script it with the bullpen, Tim Hill, Cruz, Weaver to Williams. The Yankees get the win. And I got to just pour up the other double shot for Jazz. Smooth Jazz. Jazz has been great since coming back. Jazz is being a leader. Jazz broke the game open tonight with a second deck home run. And he homers for back-to-back days. And I liked his demeanor and what he had to say post-game about the team. And I think there was a stat. I got to pull the stat that they had with him and Eric Davis and Alfonso Soriano as far as the amount of home runs and steals that Jazz has now accumulated. Okay, here it is. Today is Jazz Chisholm's 500th career game. He has 89 career home runs and 109 career stolen bases, the only other players to match or exceed those totals in their first 500 games are Eric Davis and Alfonso Soriano. Big shot of the night, 888-808-1019, streaming live on YouTube. Search McPherson Brand on YouTube if you want to look at me and my nice band, The Wave shirt. I don't know why you guys love to do The Wave. This is a Bald Vinny classic, this band, The Wave shirt. You guys had me sweating at home because I'm like, anytime they start doing The Wave, bad things happen. We are cruising tonight. This game is going fast. 3-0 shutout. And y'all get bored out there and want to do The Wave. All right, back to the phones we go. Again, the number to dial is 888-808-1019. Ryan is in Roxbury, New Jersey on the Fan. Go for it, Ryan.
Hey, how are you, buddy? I really just want to talk about the importance at the second half of the season of Jazz moving to second base. I think him moving to second base is really going to loosen up Volpe a little bit. Those two turn a quick double play, and I think that opens up a big, you know, move the Yankees got to make at the deadline at third base. And I'm a big DJ fan. I am. I just think to make that push, I think a Suarez or Arenado deal needs to get made, and then you have Arenado, Volpe, and Jazz, and I just think that's a game-changer infield right there, and I just think loosening up Volpe with Jazz's demeanor is just so important.
No, that's a great point and a great call, Ryan. Thanks for the call. I disagree about Nolan Arenado only because they're not going to get Nolan Arenado. If they do, I'll be wrong, but then everybody else reported on it for these last few months is wrong. But the point you made about Volpe, you know, remember Jazz joking about in the Guardian series, like, yo, me and Volpe are the best two-man because I think they homered back-to-back and obviously they're turning double plays and, like, you know, they worked together in the spring. They started this season as the shortstop, second base, middle infield combo. And then DJ comes back. We find a spot for him and they bump Jazz over. DJ can't play third. I just think that it's smarter for the Yankees to put Jazz back at second. I think they know that. They're not stupid. I think that they're going to try and get a third baseman in here. I don't know if it's going to be the names we've mentioned, like Ryan McMahon, Eugenio Suarez, Luis Renjifo, definitely not Nolan Arenado. But I think that they need a right-handed hitting third baseman to shore up this defense and help this lineup. And hey, yes, I don't know how big of a DJ LeMahieu fan you can be now, but I was as big of a DJ LeMahieu fan in 2019, 2020 as anybody else. I bought his jersey, I bought his player tee, I had his RotoWear tee, all of that. Why wouldn't you? He was getting MVP votes. Why wouldn't you? He was exactly what the Yankees needed in the lineup back then. He was automatic with runners in scoring position. That's why they called him the machine. Those days are gone, though. And we have a remnants of the machine. But, like, that can't be enough to start him every day if there is someone available to come here and play third when you have Jazz that can play second. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Aram in Queens. What's up, man? You're on.
Hey, man. Hey, man, I really appreciate you taking the call.
Thanks for making it.
Of course, man. Hey, look, I go to about 25, 30 games a year, and I could not agree more. This is not the point I wanted to make, but you made the point about the wave. I think the wave always comes at the absolute worst time in the game. It's when the reliever's trying to get focused. So yeah. That's always been a pet peeve of mine. I'm sitting there, and I'm like, yo, can we let the man pitch, please?
Fernando Cruz is on the mound, and I'm literally like, okay, tonight has been smooth. Tonight has been worry-free. Now they want to send the wave around the stadium and Cruz about to walk some guys, and it ended up being fine.
It's distracting. No, it did. It's mostly distracting.
It's completely distracting, and it's tourists, it's casuals, it's kids, it's drunks. We don't need it.
It's people who are not caring about the game. I'm sitting there, and I'm biting my wrist trying to get the game back on track. You know, the point I want to make, and it really does come down to Jazz and kind of what he brings to the team, it's like, so, you know, we've all had our moments of ups and downs with this team, but my feeling is this. The reason I feel optimistic is because of a player just like Jazz. So we are a streaky team right now. When we come out of the gate the way we did in the beginning of the season and we're hot, this team can spark a match and actually make a run and win a World Series. That doesn't mean we don't have flaws. That doesn't mean there aren't elements of this team that need improvement. But you know what? When you have guys like Jazz who have that swag and have that momentum that he brings, I feel that I don't know if we are a perfect team from top to bottom, but I know that there is an ability for us to absolutely get hot come October and win a World Series because of guys exactly like Jazz. Yeah. I'll finish off, you know, I'll let you finish with me offline, man, but I really appreciate you letting me take the call, brother.
You got it. 888-808-1019. Exactly. Like, I expressed my frustration through this last week, 2 weeks, from losing the back-to-back Boston series to the Angels series, everything in between, because I do believe that this team can win the American League. I do feel like they have the talent. I feel like if they get there, all it takes is a good couple weeks in the World Series to be champions. And a guy like Jazz has come here and talked about being a champion. And as dialed in as I've seen him, like, he seems pretty dialed in and locked in and focused right now. If he has that type of focus in the World Series and he's playing second base, that will bode well for us. And as far as the wave goes, you know, every roll call, Mark finishes the roll call or whoever does the roll call, whether it's me, whether it's Jaden, whether it's Patches, whether whoever. Shout out to Deshaun. If Deshaun comes back, Deshaun is coming back. We got to get Deshaun to do a roll call. But after every roll call, the fans in 203 are reminded, politely, we do not do the wave. Don't do the wave. And there's a core of Section 203 that you will see not even flinch when that wave is going around. But more and more, I've noticed more casuals infiltrating the section that just, wee, put my hands in the air. It's coming this way. Let me get out of my seat. I don't know who Fernando Cruz is. And it doesn't help the team. I don't know if the Yankees are listening, but how dope would it be if we had some type of PSA after the roll call to just flash on the big screen? We do not do the wave here. Take the wave to Shea. Take the wave to Shea. Take the wave to Shea. Let's go to Kyle and Booten on the fan. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, what's going on, Keith? Speaking of 203, I actually got to meet you there just by chance, and you took a selfie with me. And when I posted it later, we actually found out we have a mutual friend, which I won't bring up on the air just to.
Why not? Well, tell me where that friend is from, or if you don't want to say his name.
So I think he's friends. His ex-wife was friends with your wife. His name is Chris Jaron.
Doesn't ring a bell.
That's hilarious. But anyway, he hit me up. He's like, oh, you know Keith? And I was like, whatever. But if you don't remember him, that's hilarious. I'll make sure I let him know.
But that. Like, I don't know, man. I went to two universities. I've done so many things. Chris is such a common name. Chris Jaron. It doesn't ring a bell, but I'm sure.
He was a cop.
He was a cop. I know a lot of cops. Shout out to all the cops that listen to the show.
I can't remember his.
No, I don't know. Anyway, maybe my wife knows. I'll have to check with my wife tomorrow.
That's hilarious. But thank you. I wanted to talk about Stroman. You were bringing him up about coming back. And, you know, I always get a little bit, like, cold feet when he's on the mound. Like, you know, I get a little nervous. But not for, like, the first 1 to 3 innings, really. He's actually pretty good. So, like, why can't we put him in a role like that where he's not
and have Alan Winans ready to go? Did you see Alan Winans warming up in the first inning when Will Warren got into some trouble tonight?
Something like that. Exactly. Like, that'd be a great role for him, in my opinion. Much more help than starting.
If they don't use Alan Winans tomorrow, I would look out for that. I would look at Alan Winans to maybe piggyback Stroman if he gets in trouble in the second, third inning.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Yeah. So anyway, I don't know. I just thought like they should use him without being a starter, and even though they're paying him, like you said, $18 million.
I think they're married to anything with Marcus Stroman. I think they're going to see what they can get out of him. Clearly, last year they were paying him $18 million, and they shut him down for the second half of the year and said, "We're good. No Mas." So,
yeah, we're good.
Anything is on the table.
Serviceable.
Yeah, he is, but it's like he's got to hit his spots. He doesn't throw hard, but sometimes he can just leave a cookie over the plate that they're going to put over the short porch with ease.
It's really true. Yeah, he makes me nervous coming back.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, fingers crossed, man.
And hey, tag me on Instagram with Chris, and I'll look at during the break at Instagram. I have no idea. Maybe I know him if I see his face. Tag me and tag his account so we can kind of clear that up. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I don't know. I've forgotten so many. I ran into a couple people at Fanatics Fest from like high school and college where I'm just like, I'm blanking. I'm like, am I that cooked? Am I that burnt? I'm like, no, what it is now, like I meet so many people now. I forgot about like people that I might have, I don't know, party with in high school or college. And like, I'm old now, man. And like, through the exposure of WFAN and social media, it's changed how I meet people. I was in a restaurant with my wife on Valentine's Day. And shout out to the guy, he might be listening now. This guy sat next to me for probably 30 minutes until he finished his dinner. And he got up and he's like, "I just want to shake your hand, man. I heard your voice. I knew exactly who you were, a big fan." I'm like, okay, nice to meet you. So like my voice will trigger people. And then even like at the stadium now, it's completely changed this last few seasons going to the stadium. I've met a lot of fans at the stadium, not my fans, Yankee fans. And I'm walking around the stadium the same as I ever was. But now I'm taking selfies in the bleachers or Billy's or whatever. And I kind of feel bad because like I promise you every single person I meet, I shake their hand and I try to ask their name and have a human interaction like to make it like, you know, some people pull up and they have their phone out. Some people pull up geeking up and I'm, "Hey, what's your name, man? Nice to meet you, Kyle or Chris or whatever the name is." But yeah, I don't know. Can't remember everybody, but shout out to the people that, I don't know, recognize me and remember me. I appreciate it. I'm blessed. Let's go to Ade in the Bronx on the Fan next. What you thinking about?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
I just wanted to give you your flowers. I started tuning into the station during the Subway Series, the first one, and you got me pumped. You know, I was like, you were really pumped about us taking the series, and you know, Yankee
I'm like fans, that, bro.
Like,
I'm gonna get y'all pumped for this upcoming one too, because the way I am, as we get closer to the Subway Series, I turn my Mets haterade up. I start to lean into the rivalry.
Hey man, they turned it up all the way for us too. So you know, you got to give it how you know they got to be able to
return
take
serve.
It, dish it,
absolutely,
you know?
Got to remind them sometimes. I don't hate the Mets. These are my Mets.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we was beat up over you know the off season with Soto and everything, but that win definitely like boosted our confidence about that, you know, quote unquote plan.
Oh yeah. I was there, bro. That Friday night was everything. Like, and the series, taking the series.
Yeah.
If they take this next one to Citi Field, Soto. If we take this next, that's what I'm saying. The Mets better figure out something in this next week. We're a week away from that. Hello.
I was there on Saturday, with my Mets homie and he got the win, you know. It is Saturday game.
I was there too. That game was whack. The Yankees gave them that game, and there was a couple plays on the base path, whatever. If the Yankees go to Citi Field, I don't know who's going to be pitching, but the Yankees are about to get right after they just went through the 7-9 stretch in the 16 games in 16 days. Who is going to be pitching? Frankie Montas? Blade Tidwell?
I have no idea,
Holmes?
Man. I don't,
Let me actually look. I could probably line it up, and it's a week away. I can figure it out.
Yeah, but I wanted to ask you because this Marcus Stroman update just kind of has me laughing. You know, like I literally laugh out loud when I hear that he's being called up. You know, no disrespect because I know he's a professional, but like in Double A, didn't he just get banged up? And now you know he's playing for us, and we're in a bad stretch already. You know, what are your thoughts? Are you nervous about this on Sunday, or like that's kind of what I wanted to call about? Like,
I'm not
I don't
nervous.
Know how to feel about this.
Fingers crossed. They're not gonna let him. They're not gonna let him pitch six innings and give up eight runs. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if they, I want to see what happens tomorrow. Take the series tomorrow with Clark on the mound, and then you don't really worry as much about what Stroman does. It's a spot start, essentially. Like I said, Yarby is down. Heel is working his way back. How many starts is Stroman going to get here? Stroman might get like two or three starts and go in the bullpen. In his last seven games with the Somerset Patriots, he's got an 11.57 ERA in three games.
Oh, my goodness.
He's given up 12 hits, 12 runs. Not great. But like it's also... He might, his mentality too, because he's a different kind of thinker. He's a different kind of cat. He might be down there just working on his off-speed stuff. He might be down there just trying to locate his fastball, and if they hit it, they hit it. Like, you know what I'm saying? I keep using the example of Frankie Montas. Frankie Montas might have had the worst rehab ever. He might have had the worst collection of rehab starts ever, especially for a guy making $17 million and before he makes...
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
His debut, and then he debuts against the Braves, and he's pretty solid.
That's baseball.
That is baseball. It don't make any sense. So, what? Your fingers crossed. What do we know?
Yeah. All right. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for the call, bro. 888-808-1019. Yeah, Subway Series coming up, and the Mets will dodge Max Fried. Since Fried pitched yesterday, during the break, I'll line this up. I'm sure somebody at home is already like, "Here's the matchup, Keith." If so, tweet it at me. Or let me see. I'm in the live. Somebody in the chat might already cook that up. I'm gonna hit the chat like, "Yo, what's the Subway Series pitching matchup gonna be?" Send 888-808-1019. Bobby is in Morris Plains on the Fan next. What's up, Bobby?
Hey Keith, thanks for taking the call. I wanted to talk about the Mets. So lately, Alonso's been struggling. Soto and Nimmo, I guess you could say, are the only ones that have really been hitting. I was kind of thinking this could be a hot take that maybe you want to move up the young guys in the order, kind of like Beatty, Mauricio. I know Alvarez is in AAA, but when you think about Alvarez's 25 home run season, he was batting top of the order. He was in the 2-hole or the 5-hole. I just think Mendoza is getting a little too stagnant with the lineup with McNeil fifth. I think if you move McNeil to the 8th spot, it kind of lengthens the lineup. So I think it would be a good idea if you kind of move the young guys up, try to get them in the 5 or the 2-hole. I know Nimmo's been good in the 2-hole, but I think it would be better if you give the young guys more at-bats and kind of lengthen the lineup so they have more experience going into the playoffs.
I don't know. And I know PT, our positive Tommy, came up with this like zone lineup. And as I'm watching Pete Alonso just roll his eyes in his face, I'm like, you have some of the best hitters in baseball. You want them to face whoever they're facing first. You want them to have the most at-bats. You don't want to put these guys like Sanger, Mauricio, Beatty, Vientos, any higher in the lineup, because that's going to be a string of outs that you might go through innings, scoreless innings, because that's where you got to have your best hitters, which Lindor, Nimmo, Soto, Alonso, McNeil, those are all professional hitters, man. And you got to hope because it's baseball, that any day, like tomorrow they come out and they flip it. Tomorrow they come out and they hit 12. They have 12 hits. They score nine runs. Like, I don't think Mendoza, the type of manager he is not about to get cute. At least he was able to move Soto out of the two spot, right? But I don't think he's about to get cute with these baby Mets and move these young guys up. They got to be in the bottom of the order, and they got to hit. They got to produce. You have one of the best top four fives in baseball. Those guys are batting champs, all-stars, feared hitters, and you have some balance there. I don't see them changing the lineup.
I totally agree, Keith, but if I can just add in one more thing. What do you think about Alvarez and his development? Because this guy was a top five prospect in all of baseball. He was at the top of the order in 2023. I know that wasn't a good season for them, but I really think he should be batting fifth or sixth. I think when you put him in the eight or nine, that puts a lot of pressure on him to do some damage, and there's not really much damage to be done there. So I think he should be batting in the middle of the order rather than eight or nine.
Yeah, when he comes back, maybe. But man, he was looking bad. Thanks for the call, Bobby. 888-808-1019. When he comes back, he's not here right now. Like, you're getting at bats from Hayden Sanger. You'll get Luis Torrens. But like, there's nothing to figure out. The Mets lineup is pretty simple to pencil in. Like, I think we're reaching and searching for some answers here. They have to hit. They have to hit with runners in scoring position together. And it's not going to change by putting your weaker hitters at the top of the order. You don't do that. Where do they do that at? Nowhere. Doesn't make any sense.
Nowhere. And you're right. Listen, the Mets might be starting the same swoon that the Yankees just went through, losing the first two in Cincinnati, where you shouldn't have lost this, that, the other thing. But I am not over. I think the offense will figure it out. The pitching is what's concerning to me, and all the injuries. That is the concerning part, because it felt like David Peterson unlocked something. It felt like Griffin Koenig unlocked something, and now
Kodai Senga's ERA was nothing.
Right, and now Peterson has two or three rough back-to-back starts. Canning with the Achilles injury, and I don't know how many times the pitching lab can get lucky. Right? Like, you can bring in someone off. You can bring in Keith McPherson off the street, and maybe Keith McPherson on the Mets will pitch well, but I don't know how many more Keith McPhersons the Mets can get
in. And how many starts can you get out of Keith McPherson? Maybe one or two good ones, and then the book is out.
Right.
Like, this is professional baseball. They have people watching every pitch. They're studying these guys, and they're getting a beat on you. Like, you know, Griffin Koenig, it's like, he kind of turned back into Griffin Koenig, but we were waiting for that. Like,
right.
He was great, but eventually we were waiting for him to look like Angels Griffin Koenig. It's not like he has a whole kitchen sink to throw at you. It's not like he's overpowering anybody. So.
Nah, and that injury was awful. He took one step off the mound.
I was on here last night watching it live, and I didn't know what happened. I'm like, did he get hit by the ball? I just saw he was down, and then when they showed it, I'm like, how is this happening to everybody? And even in baseball, which is, it never happens in baseball, it seems, Achilles, pop. Calf injuries, maybe if he felt anything in his calf muscle, boom, Achilles, he's done. And where you feel for the guy is he took a one-year, $4 million deal with the Mets, and he was making it happen with the Mets, where either they would have brought him back next year on a multi-year deal, or he could have signed anywhere in baseball and actually cashed out.
Or he gets like the Severino treatment after last year with the Mets.
As
Severino
I say that, it's on the screen now. He's done. It's going to take him, like, he's not going to be ready to go.
I think Mendy said before the game, he said they're looking at maybe 9 or 10 months, which is awful. It's such a brutal injury.
Impacts your spring training into next season. That's tough. Because he was literally pitching himself into relevance. He was making a name for himself in New York, where, look at Severino. Severino went and got paid by the A's. The A's don't pay anybody, but he had one bounce back season with the Mets and pitch well, and the A's are like, cool, we could use a guy like that. Yeah, we'll pay him. We'll see him on Sunday against Marcus Stroman. 888-808-1019. Still taking your Yankee calls. We'll mix in, obviously, conversation around the Mets and what needs to happen with them. And we're a week away from the Subway Series, so let me do the quick matchup for, you know, who's going to be the pitchers for the Mets and the Yankees in Citi Field July 4th weekend. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll say good morning on the other side. Don't go anywhere, because you know I'm coming right back.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster!
monster shot.
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.